Hello, everybody, and welcome to yet another exciting episode of Those Natural Ones. Thank you for everyone who... that's not up and running. Hold on a second. There we go. Thanks for everybody. Thanks to everybody who tuned in for our show on Friday, our special monthly in-person sitting around a real table, rolling real dice, and all that fun stuff. Before we get started, we do have a few quick announcements to get through. Starting with our sponsor for today. This is the last session that you can make one of them pull from the deck of many things by signing up for Factor. So, Factor, if you want good food quickly, chef prepared microwavable meals delivered directly to you for 50% off and free delivery, use the link in the description below. And for every sign up, one of them has to pull from the deck of many things. So make sure you let us know in chat and somebody will do something crazy. Also, our other sponsor, Dubby Energy. Clean, jitter-free fuel that keeps you sharp, focused, and ready for the next initiative roll. Go to, w.gg/discount/natural ones and use code natural ones for 10% off your checkout. Other than that, we are getting pretty close to the end of this campaign. The team's getting real, real close to the end. So I think our next in-person game, which could very well potentially be the finale of this first campaign, will be May 30th, Friday, May 30th. Time is still in air, but we might be starting at 6 instead of 7, just to give ourselves more time. So... mark it on your calendar, Friday, May 30th. That's it for me. Scott, it's your turn.
I'm Scott. That's it for you, Nick.
Thank you.
Hi, guys, I'm Scott. We have a Patreon. And yeah, we're coming up to the end, but we have stuff starting immediately after this season. So if you sign up for Patreon now, it's not a waste. It's going towards the next thing we're doing the very next session. Patreon.com/thosenaturalones. Check it out. There are many levels to choose from, all the way from Discord access up through advertising opportunities. One level is weekly shout out. So once again, thank you, Lesson Flower Marlette, for your continued support. Check out the full list of our patrons here. Did I do the right side here?
Yes.
Yeah, and at the mid and end screens, check it out, patreon.com/thosenaturalones. That's it.
Nailed it.
And where else can they find us there, Emery?
When you're not supporting us by at least signing up for our lowest Patreon level, which is only $5, which comes out to $1 an episode. I mean, why not? You can always tune in every Tuesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Daylight or not savings time, depending on what part of the year, what have you. Find us on YouTube, on Twitch, and maybe one day those other streaming sites. You can catch our vertical streams, like you might be catching it right now on YouTube Shorts, and we're still on TikTok, right?
Yeah, we're still on TikTok.
We're still on TikTok. You can interact with us on Facebook, on Blue Sky, on Threads, not on the Elon machine. You can interact with us also on Butch's blog on Tumblr.
It has truths that will rock your world, stories that will amaze you, and things that turtles were not meant to know. Check us out on Tumblr. Just do a search for Those Natural Ones and you'll find it.
Thank you.
Yes.
For that,
You can continue to find Butch's blog where he cites the deep magics when they are written. as well as for all of you listening to the audio only podcast form. You can continue to find us everywhere podcasts are spread out into the universe. Do remember to like, subscribe, hit the bell for notifications, and make sure that when you do, you hit all, so that way you never miss an episode. Share, tell your friends, sound off in the comments. Any and all engagement helps us out a ton.
Thank you, Emery, for that. I think that is just about it for our announcements. So, Sam, what happened last week?
So, last week, Arnon confirmed that via Grim Psychometry, confirmed that Rylan was working with Tativlis and Strahd, and that Strahd helped bring him back with the souls from Lament, the sword, but he could not tell when or how many souls were used to do so. Elric sent to Rylan, who relayed that both he and Elric's brother were in the library of the manor. The party, including a homicidal Elric, entered the library and fought not only Rylan and Junior, but his guards and Solrath, another general. Almost immediately, Rylan paralyzed and used Disintegrate against Elric, reducing him to a literal pile of dust. Later, when Solrath died, he erupted into a massive fireball, hurting most of the party and setting almost everything on fire within the library. But finally, once the battle had finished, we used message and sending stones to relay what had happened and requested aid from Hymir to bring Elric back. Hymir arrived, but he said he needed time to prepare the spell to resurrect Elric. Hearing cannon fire coming closer, we found Captain Cid maneuvering his ship as close as possible to pick us up. Captain immediately shifted us into the Feywild with Hymir, and we decided to rest so he could prep to bring Elric back.
I have then an idea.
Oh, shit.
Who are not going to like it.
Like I can hear him.
It's like he's here right now. In the morning, we met back up on the ship, made our own contributions to help bring Elric back, and Elric, willing to return due to his duty and aim for revenge, turned his back upon the afterlife and blinked back into existence amongst us.
And Elric, a shorter body.
Yes, a significantly shorter bootless body.
Not a thing.
I just added the last part. No, he came back normal enough. Elric helped identify the loot we took after the battle, and Captain Cid transported us back to the material plane, and this time we thankfully only lost about an hour. Much better than last time. We ended the session with Cid saying that he'd get us as close to the keep as he could, and then drop us off before heading back into battle himself.
Indeed. And that is where we will pick up. Give me just 1 second here.
Above board, I don't remember. Did we identify what the arrow does?
Arrow of fiend slaying.
Oh, Gwen.
Yes.
You took down the notes on what those scrolls were, right?
I sure did. We had Scroll of Dominate Monster, Scroll of Demiplane, Scroll of Psychic Scream, and a Weird Scroll.
Weird.
Okay.
It's super weird.
Super yeah, weird scroll. Alec, don't do it. That's just how my next character is going to sound. In two, of course, not 1.5.
Oh my gosh.
It's not quite a Strahd voice.
I mean, it'd be amazing to take down Strahd with that voice.
It's just me.
Right. I just want a psychotic, like pigtails and just lollipop. She just bludgeons people with a giant lollipop.
That would be psychotic.
So, oh, Nick, I want to change my character.
As you all continue to fly closer and closer to the city center in this, airship, suddenly being rocked from left to right, from left and right, from these fireballs and blasts of fire energy from different demons and devils, the pieces of the ship itself catching catching fire slowly. You continue making your way as Cid continues to press forward. I'm trying to get these in here. Give me a second.
While he's doing that, can I pass out cook treats?
I mean, if that's what you want to do right now with your time, as this ship is rocking left and right and people are barely hanging on.
No, I'll wait till we land.
Land?
Don't want to forget. Yeah, we'll have a safe landing, right? Right, Captain?
I mean, nothing around here is a safe landing.
I think he's expecting us to tuck and roll.
As you are having this conversation, holding on, everybody make me a strength saving throw as this massive blast comes rocketing in from the right-hand side.
Oh, please tell me that's... Yes!
That is a 19
legally for... Legally distinct.
A 19 for Ember, a natural 20 for Gwen, a 13 for Arnon, a 22 for Butch. Oh, a 5 for Elric, and an 18 for Orpheus. As the ship lists hardcore after getting slammed in the side with this one massive ball of fire, you all start... As the ship gets to almost a 90-degree list... You all start sliding. Most of you are able to reach out and grab onto a nearby rail or mast or something, rope, holding yourself. Elric, you notice, you reach out, there's nothing around you to grab hold of as you start falling off the side of the ship.
It's a shorter and weaker new body.
Anyway, you start falling off the side of the ship, tumbling with no purchase. Suddenly you are falling the equivalent of from probably about,
Can I catch him?
700 feet in the air.
Yeah, is there anyone nearby?
Can I catch him?
You want to fly out and try and catch him? Sure.
Yeah.
Go ahead and, as you fly out, go ahead and make an athletics check to see if you can catch him while he's falling.
Sorry, buddy. Looks like you're dead. That's a 15.
15. You get down and you're able to grab a hold of him. It's not a strong grip, but you're able to grab him.
Got him by the hair.
Yeah. And...
And oh my gosh. What's wrong with you?
And it hurts less than the ground.
I'd rather just drop.
Cid rights the ship and kind of starts spinning back around towards you. You're able to fly back up with Elric and grab on the ship before he turns back towards the center of town. These fireballs and everything continue to hit. Then suddenly, everybody make a perception check for me.
That's my favorite.
It is a little slow today.
I can see it today.
It is a little slow today.
Got a bit of a lag. A bit of a lag.
Give me just a second here. All right, so that is a 19, a 21, a 29, a 20, a 17, and 14. So all of you see this as rocketing up from the ground underneath is the largest fire elemental you have ever seen. This gargantuan-looking fire elemental rockets up and slams a molten fist through the bottom of Cid's ship, almost breaking the whole thing in half. and the ship starts careening down towards the street. What are you all doing?
Shiza.
What I was going to do if I fell off. Featherfall.
Featherfall.
Eagle.
Eagle.
Are we free falling completely, or is it just like slowly going down?
You are now free fall as half the ship with Sid and the crew continues to careen down towards the ground farther away as you all knock off and start falling directly into the city square.
You said it was evening?
No, I never said it was evening.
Well, Elric, you can target. You can target five creatures with Featherfall, right? Are you using it on others?
I'm glad you actually asked that question. Yes, I am targeting other people.
I was just thinking because I don't want to burn mine.
Yes, for you, I will cast it. So that you don't have to.
But then again, you're evil.
So you cast Featherfall and you hit...
Don't make me commit to that.
Basically hit everybody who can't fly.
Yeah.
All right.
Hooray!
You guys start slowly careening down and you see this gigantic, like, probably 25 foot tall... massive fire elemental with just this like skin of like solidified molten rock wielding this giant blade made out of straight lava with flames flickering off of it. And you see two other fire elementals dancing around as you all careen down into the ground itself. As you all hit the ground, roughly, we'll say for the sake of this, you know, 30 feet away from this, the feet of this giant creature, these two other fire elementals coming by, blocking off the city square. Let's go ahead and roll initiative.
Uh-oh.
Run away!
Oh boy. Oh no.
I won't let.
Holy crap. Wow.
Had a bit of a delay on mine, so it double rolled.
I think I'm going first.
No shit.
That's well, you should. Why don't you tell the folks at home what you rolled?
That's a 32.
32, man.
All right. So let's see what we got here. Why did... None of those update in the combat. The only thing I have is my characters.
I see all of them in the combat.
All right, I need to refresh Foundry. Give me a minute, because my Foundry is being wonky.
I don't see yours.
It's so weird.
It's true.
I wonder if it went into two separate combat encounters. Give me a second while Foundry reloads.
We love you, Foundry.
Yay. Yay, Foundry.
It works when it works.
50% of the time, it works all the time.
Come on.
That's right.
Also,
hey, there. Now I see your guys's, but I don't... Oh, because I am a genius. Hold on 1 second. I forgot to activate. Yep. I forgot to activate the map.
Different scene.
I forgot to activate the map. Give me a second.
The Foundry thing impacts the cameras on the stream.
No.
Oh, well, they're all janky.
He switched to the battle.
Oh, I forgot that you guys weren't here last time. Give me a second. I need to activate Gwen, and there we go. All right, now, as you guys... Go ahead and roll initiative again.
Oh.
Again?
Yeah.
Hi.
I'll take it.
Because the fact that I was on the wrong...
I had a 19 before, and now I have a 3.
Man, I went from a 32 to a 27.
Oh, God damn it.
That sucks, Scott.
Slightly better.
Oh, went from a 16 to a 10.
Does Gwen currently have armor on?
Gwen is currently an eagle.
Yes.
Does she have armor when she's not an eagle?
Technically, my equipment would have merged into my wild shape. But my dex is totally different.
All right.
My armor as Gwen doesn't apply to my wild shape.
Right.
Right. But if you change back, it kind of defeats the purpose of the spell.
Oh, good. It's 4 less than last time.
You'd be lucky. I got 16 less than last time.
Damn.
Gotta love the d20.
Why am I facing the wrong direction?
Big bad guy looks too big to be fun to play with.
Yes. Arnon, you're up first.
Okay.
I wish the fire elemental face didn't look like a smiley face.
As I swoop down, I'm going to activate my Crimson Rite. It's still got the old sword active. Let me switch that. Not that one. That one. Alright. Where the hell did it go? There it is. Ooh! That's a nice time to roll a 1.
Those natural ones!
It's not going on the right weapon. It's to... I think I've got a refresh too, maybe.
Awesome.
Sorry, everybody.
Gotta love the foundry issues.
Everybody.
Just a moment while this refreshes.
Minor technical difficulties.
So check out our Patreon. Patreon.com/thosenaturalones. Maybe get enough income coming in, we can be in person more often and less virtual tabletop difficulties, at least technical wise.
We had a long rest on the ship, right?
Yes. In the Feywild.
In the Feywild, yeah.
I probably have to do that on Foundry, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Cool. Man, I really wanted to give you those snacks before we,
Maybe we can transition. Talk our way out of this and then share snacks with these guys. They look happy.
Sure.
Does anybody speak Ignan?
Nope.
Then we probably can't talk our way out of this one.
Dang it.
Okay. Damn it, it's still the wrong sword. Okay, I'll have to do it manually.
All right.
I'll swoop down. And I'll hit this guy twice.
Go for it.
Now it's got the wrong sword in the attack. Okay, I gotta figure out how to do this.
frost sword. That's yeah, your thing, right?
Yeah, but it's active, but it's not in my options. Does an 18 hit?
18, yes, 18 hits.
Okay. Okay, so one of those is cold. One of the D6s.
Oh, gotcha.
I had to put it in manually because it's the wrong sword. So I turned the fire off and I put the D6 in. And then, so 23 total. And
yeah.
I'll hit him again.
Yep. And you do notice the cult does seem to have a significantly harder hit to it.
Sweet. Oh, it was a 15 hit?
15 hits, yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This guy's big, and he's not hard to hit.
Okay. All right. So 22 and... 2 is cold.
All right. Fantastic. Anything else?
That's all I got.
All right. After your turn, it's going to be that one's turn, the one that just hit you. So it is going to make 2 burn attacks towards you. First one is going to be... a 19 to hit.
That'll miss.
Second one is going to be a even worse 9 to hit.
Miss.
All right, end of its turn. I need you to take 6 points of fire damage for being within that close to this thing.
I'll reduce that to 3 since I'm resistant with my sword. All right.
End of its turn. Orpheus, you're up.
Sorry, I didn't realize I was muted.
Oh, you're good.
So, seeing that Orpheus is horribly designed for this situation... and I don't have certain spells anymore from my level up exchange. Now I'm regretting it. I also don't want to blow my 4th level spell slot. I guess I will do some heroic bolt throwing.
Ooh,
go. I will move up to here, hoping that I'm in nobody's aura, and start shooting the closest one.
Closest one being the one that Arnin was attacking, I'm assuming?
Yep. That 17.
Hit. Yep, that hits.
9 damage.
Fantastic.
Second shot. Ooh, definitely hits.
Yeah. Yes.
28. Six damage.
Okay.
Some Arnon stuff going on here.
Damn.
I figured I was wrong. Sorry. I got it fixed.
Does a 12 hit?
12 does not, unfortunately.
Woof.
All right.
All right. And I will move myself closer to Butch over here.
All right. End of your turn. It's going to bring us to the big guy's turn. Start of his turn. Give me just a second.
Why do I have Toilet Sanctuary activated?
Because you get a free one every time Foundry is reset.
I haven't gone yet.
Yeah, it's already there.
Oh my gosh, seriously.
It works. It
all works. Right. This you one
found
is
it in that alley.
Going to...
Your camera's doing that blurry thing again, man.
Sorry, right. Gun.
Arden, you're right there. He's going to make one lava ball, or one lava blade attack towards you.
Through that building, huh?
He's a siege monster, so yes, through the building.
Well, that makes sense. Fuck.
Oh, that's only a 21 to hit.
That is my armor class.
All right, so that will be... As this massive lava blade comes down and slams into you, that's 47 points of damage, 27 slashing, 20 fire, so...
So 37.
And then after he comes through that, he's going to slam down with his fist. That is a lot. That's 34 to hit. And 33 points of force damage as he slams into you. Bonus action.
Kinda?
Yeah, kinda.
Bonus action, he's going to use incendiary smoke. Actually, hold on. First, he's going to move. So, oh no, go away. Oh no, go away. First thing he's going to do is move.
Oh no!
And then he stepped on the other fire elementals.
All right.
He stepped on luckily, the tree guy.
Luckily, fire elementals can share the space. He's gonna. And Orpheus, give me an athletics check to see if you can hold your ground.
I was gonna say, is Orpheus getting stepped on?
Yes.
That's a 33 and a 20. Yeah, you get pushed back. So we're going to go ahead and push you back here.
Hot, 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 hot.
Owie.
Every single time.
And now he's going to use his incendiary smoke. And I'm going to need everyone here to make a constitution saving throw.
Jesus fuck.
All right.
Wow.
Ember, that is a success.
31 succeeds.
31 succeeds. That is the only
That's
success.
Good. 23 isn't good.
Nope, it's DC 25.
Eat a dick.
Damn.
Everyone else takes 14,
you know what? Just be
14 points of fire damage. Except for Orpheus takes 28.
Since I'm a tree, I'm going to try to use Indomitable and save a little bit of damage here. We'll use one charge.
As this smoke just starts billowing out of this creature's skin, all ranged attacks against it are made with disadvantage. A creature
that's
that
better.
Moves...
30.
Okay, so you take... You don't save.
I just take 14, right?
No, it's save or suck.
Sweet. The tree lives.
How much damage was it again?
For now.
Hold on. 14.
Okay.
Range attacks against the scion are made with disadvantage. A creature that moves into the smoke for the first time or starts a turn may... Okay, so... Yeah. The scion's skin stops building smoke after 1 minute. All right, cool. So, yeah, anything... any ranged attacks towards it are at disadvantage. Elric, it's your turn.
Well, that's not good for me.
Okay. So, first thing, of course. I've got all those. Right? Activating my blade song, which is my bonus action, and then as my action, I am going to I did not prepare everyone's favorite today, so we're going to settle for Ray of Frost.
Okay, towards who?
Towards the real big one.
Real big one. That is that a save or is that an attack roll?
That is a range spell attack.
All right, at disadvantage because of the thing, the smoke billowing from him, making him obscure.
He's obscure, but he's 30 feet across.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. And just to be sure.
I don't know how D&D works.
There's fog. Where's the fucking barn?
Pull up.
And that's a disadvantage.
Yes. Yeah, that's going to miss.
That misses?
You just see the steam as the ray of frost just nicks through that cloud of smoke. Anything
killing
else?
Something today.
Anything else, Elric?
Nope.
All right, that's going to leave us to Butch. Butch, you're up.
All right. Sorry, I'm counting. There's three.
Yeah,
there's three total.
The
one little fire elemental in front of, I say little, it's still a large creature, but the one in front of Arnon is looking pretty hurt.
I'm just a little guy.
Okay. Yeah. Let me try and target that one.
All right.
And we'll do Sacred Flame.
Sacred Flame.
That's radiant damage.
I know. Exactly. I know.
Oh, wait, that's just a dex save, isn't it? They're probably a real high dex save.
All right, let's see what this...
So let me... So instead...
Oh, you're not doing it? Okay.
No, because it's a dex save.
I mean, they're not super dexterous.
Thanks, Rova.
It's only a +3.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's amazing. Thanks, Rova.
It's evil Elric. Did you see the goatee?
Yeah. This isn't Elric, awesome. No Sleet Storm or Firewalling. All
right, let's do Sacred Flame.
Sacred Flame? You are doing Sacred Flame? All right. Dex save. That's only 10? That's a fail.
Only +3.
Yeah.
+3.
Yeah. Get him.
Did it roll?
It rolled, but it didn't pop up. What the hell, Foundry?
That's weird.
You might have to just manually roll it. Manually roll your 4d8.
It's 5d8 because I have holy.
Oh, you're right. 27. Oh my god, that's exactly how much you needed to kill it. As
woo! Out of Patterson and Moonbow, I banish you by death.
As the sacred flame slams into this thing and the fire just dissipates and into these like flaming wisps into the air. Anything else?
Nice.
Wait, no. You just started your turn.
Oh, I got my roll save.
Yes. Hold on, where is it? Yeah, roll your save.
Which one?
Con hold save.
On. Yeah, it's a con save, 4d6. That's not gonna be it. That was an 8 on the die. It still didn't pop up, but you take 12 points of fire damage.
Awesome.
Elric, you didn't do yours either. For your turn.
At the beginning of my turn, no, I didn't.
Yeah. Do it at the beginning of your turn, please, before you moved away.
Let's see. It was a deck save?
Yes.
Okay.
Or wait. Con save.
Yeah, con save. Con save.
Con save. Okay.
What is the range on his fiery fart cloud?
It's 30 feet based off of him.
Like his center or his outer layers?
That's
I think it's the center based upon the
30 foot
thing
sphere
that keeps popping up for me.
Yeah. Wait, Elric, were you within it? Or when you started?
I stepped away from it.
Okay.
No, you're definitely in it.
Yeah.
Ember.
All right. So that is 11 points of fire damage to you. Butch, at the end of your turn, Gwen, you're up. And Gwen, I need a con save.
Yes. Doesn't matter. I take it. And nope. What is it?
That is going to be 11 points of fire damage.
Excellent.
Ooh.
Okay, so I'm going to, for my action, I'm going to... panic. Do protection from energy.
Okay.
On Orpheus.
Probably smart.
Is that... I think that's a touch spell. Isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, so she can get to him. She's on
the left. I'm going to pop up here, and then I'm going to pop back. But,
I like to imagine you're just, like, clawing at my head while you're casting it.
It's just, I'm just slapping you with my wing. And I'm definitely picking fire. And then for my bonus action, I'm going to revert, I'm going to fly backward.
Okay.
To, like, here.
Okay.
And then I'm going to revert back to Gwen.
Fantastic. Is that it for your turn?
Yep. All right. As soon as that clicks. There we go.
It's going to bring us to this one's turn. And let's see. It's 50 foot. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Yeah, it's going to go right there, and it's going to do two burn attacks towards you, Orpheus.
I like to impose disadvantage on the first one.
Well, he got a 10, so.
Okay, I won't then.
Impose disadvantage on the second one.
Are you doing?
He's got his protection now, Butch.
I know, but reducing damage is good.
Are you still doing disadvantage on the second?
Yep.
All right. A 7 and a 6. That's a 12. All right, aha. So both of those miss.
The sturdiest of trees.
Ember, you're up.
We scotch guarded him.
How do you scotch guard a tree?
use a lot of Scotch Guard.
Scotch Guard, duh. I think I'm going to move here, but I have to measure again.
Oh, first...
You're out of that area.
Oh, right, con save.
Yeah, do your con save.
She's not in the template.
She's still within 30 feet. She was... Okay. Yeah.
No.
That's a fail.
14.
19 points of fire damage. That was a really good roll. All right, now what are you doing?
19. A round is like, am I the bottom of the round or is it from my turn to my turn?
It's your turn to your turn.
Okay. I am going to cast Bless.
Okay.
And get all my homies.
Sun type.
And then I am going to do nothing else.
Do nothing else? All right. End of your turn. We're back up to Arnon. Arnon, dex or con save, please. Are you calling from within a tunnel?
Me?
Yeah.
Why?
Don't forget your like bless. That
it wouldn't matter. He can't get over
that extra d4 could swing it.
Yeah, my mic wasn't active when you said that.
Yeah, it was. The green square was around. That was weird.
Sound like a washing machine or something.
Yeah, 9 points of fire damage weird. To you.
So 4. All right.
How are you looking, Arnon?
About half.
Okay.
I am going to...
What about Morpheus?
Fly Morpheus up to the fine. Roof here.
I made my saves with Indomitable.
Okay. All right.
I'll go to the peak of the roof.
All right.
See how this guy is against necrotic damage. So I'm going to cast Toll the Dead.
Toll the Dead. What is that, a con save?
Wisdom save.
Wisdom save. Let's see how wise he is. He does have magic resistance. That is a 22 on the wisdom save.
Okay, so that fails. Bonus action, I will hex him.
Okay.
And say disadvantage on strength.
All right. Anything else for you?
No, I just gotta find Hex because it's right. Not in my spell list again.
While you do that, Orpheus, make me a dex or a con save.
Bless is up, right?
Yes.
Yes.
24.
Just fails.
All right. 19 damage.
Yep. All right.
13. Here we go. Okay, well,
also,
now that...
Wait. Never mind. Actually, that should have been at the end of the elemental's turn. You should have taken another 9 points of fire damage from being within proximity to the fire elemental.
Okay. Take my extra damage.
All right, now it's your turn.
All right. Well, seeing as I got some protection up now, I'm going to move up here and try bonking the big boy with my battle axe here.
Go for it.
Uh, 32? I assume that hits?
Yeah, 32 will hit.
Okay. Glad to hear it. 19. That's a good bonk.
19 is a good bonk.
That's what she said.
That's probably not great.
19 is gonna miss. 19 misses.
Damn. All right, here comes the third one. I regret my decisions already.
You regret them now?
I should have done a booming bonk, and I wasn't thinking of it.
It's okay. He's probably not moving anywhere.
33. I want to boom him so he doesn't move closer to the people running away.
That's fair.
Oh.
19.
Another 19. Fantastic.
And do I want to do the bonus action? Nah, I'll leave it at that.
All right. End of your turn is going to lead us to its turn. Yeah, it's going to go ahead and...
It's going to not step on Orpheus.
No.
Yeah, lava wave.
Lava wave?
Lava wave. As it raises its hand
that's a with a massive
sword and chucks it out, and you just see this wave, tidal wave of lava come out in this direction towards everyone. I need everyone except for Arnon to make me a dexterity saving throw.
I'm just going to use... Well, I might roll another 20.
Might as well try. Ember, that's a fail.
That's terrible.
Fail.
I'm going to use Indomitable again.
Go for it.
This isn't a
spell save, right?
No.
Okay. Cool.
Let's see. Just got back and I've already used two Indomitables.
Oh, wait,
what's the...
That's fail.
Ooh.
Man, do I need to reload?
I rolled two threes.
All
right. Well, done.
I rolled two threes in a row.
Butch, I'm assuming if you fail, you're going to use your ring, correct?
Yeah, but I already rolled. Gosh darn it.
All right. Hey, that is going to be... That's going to be 57 points of fire damage to everyone.
Ouch.
I'm going to use Absorb Elements.
What does that do? Does it have it?
And you are all of you.
I was going to throw Dampen Elements at you, which has it.
Use it on yourself.
Yeah, all of you are restrained as this lava starts solidifying around you.
Oh boy.
What was the damage?
57 points of fire damage.
So that would be 28.
And if I make my roll?
If you make your roll, it's half damage and you are not restrained.
Okay.
I'm going to use my reaction to use Song of Defense.
Okay.
Burn a fifth level spell slot to reduce that by 25.
All right. Fantastic.
Bless is still up.
All right. That's his action. Yep. All right. Elric, you're up. You are restrained.
Restrained. Okay. I can still cast spells, right?
Yeah, you can still cast spells.
Okay.
Does he still have to do the save for the fart cloud?
No, he's outside. He's well outside of that.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to...
Steamy cheeks.
Why?
Swamp ass cheeks.
Oh my god. Is it too
Didn't
late
get the tsunami
to...
spell not too long ago?
tsunami
his big wave with another big wave.
Tsunami's a druid spell, so I can't have that.
Oh darn. This is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah, and casting Tasha's otherworldly guise.
Okay.
Choosing the lower planes. Says to render myself immune to fire damage. And that's my bonus action. My action.
Oh no, you're immune to fire damage.
Yep.
Shit. No, that's good for you.
I mean, it's good for me. I'm still restrained.
You are still restrained.
Which means I got to get out of here.
It's the only time Elric exercises restraint.
We're not going to talk about restraints right now. I am going to cast another Ray of Frost.
Yeah. Is that a cantrip?
Yep.
All right, cool. Ray of Frost, go for it. At disadvantage because of the cloud.
Thank you, cloud. Oh!
22 will hit. Yes, 22
Damn.
Hits.
It was almost a crit. I'm so upset. We'll take what we can get, though.
26 points of...
Hey. You stop.
That wasn't me.
So, funny enough, the cold damage does not seem to affect this one as much.
So, not any more than any other creature.
No, less
or is
than
it resistant.
It seems to be resistant to cold damage.
It's just that hot.
Yeah. You see the beam actually start melting partially before it gets to it.
I was upset before, but now I'm livid.
Use the sonic lance.
All right, anything else?
That is my turn.
Butch, I need a con save from you, please.
Okay. Will it roll?
Got a 3 on the big die, a 1 on the other die, no. So no, that's going to be another 15 points of fire damage.
I don't like that.
And it is your Twain.
Well, guys, you want the sanctuary?
Yes. And let's...
Okay.
You reminded us it does something extra now that we're high level.
It's 10 foot. You should have taken 6 points of fire damage at the end of the elemental's turn because you're within 10 foot. And same with you, Ember. You should have taken 6 points of fire damage as well.
So me?
Yeah, and now it's your turn.
Awesome. All right. Ba-ba-ba-bum. Will it actually work? Well, I've activated it. Hooray!
Oh no, Gwen's underwater.
I feel like
Gwen's
that would
underwater.
Be the smart place to be right now.
Oh, your camera's
Can
all
we
underwater.
Can we jump in and duck under the water in the fountain?
All right, so you do Twilight yes, Sanctuary. Anything else?
Yes. I'm going to... let's see.
You are restrained. Anyone who is restrained by that, you can use an action to do an athletics check to see if you can break free, by the way.
I'm not, though, right? Because I made my save.
Oh, right. You're right. You did make your save.
I did it through the power of magic.
DC 25, so, you know, no big deal.
Athletics check?
Right.
Yes.
I'm just going to do this like a prison break and chip at it slowly over the next 6 years.
Oh man.
Don't forget your spoon.
I'm going to take pieces of them out in my pockets and drop them in the yard.
Yeah. Oh my God. I can Gwen Dufresne over here. Yes.
Thank you for taking the image straight from my brain.
That's funny.
Gwen too has scantily clad ladies on her wall hiding a giant hole.
All right. What are you doing?
I'll pass my the old standby spiritual weapon.
Fantastic.
Got to roll that.
Oh, that has to be your action, Elric.
Oh, action.
To try and break free, you use your action to do it.
Gotcha.
Oh, that's a natural 20 for your spiritual weapon, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Fantastic. So,
you're attacking the big guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's 13 points of damage. Fantastic. Yep.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and reload because it's not seeing any of my stuff.
All right. At that point, Gwen, make me a... Well, that's new. Gwen, make me a... No, you're not. Never mind. Do you...
I'm...
Yeah. Take your turn.
Yay. Okay.
Make me a turn.
Yeah. I will make you a turn. And to do that, I'm actually going to cast... I'm going to just angrily stab at the lava with my Staff of Frost, and then I'm going to shoot a Cone of Frost since I get to it. Cone of Cold. Excuse me.
Cone of Cold. Fantastic. Right. And I'm assuming you're going to place it so you get both of them in it?
Yeah, I'm going to place it like...
All right. Start with the little guy. Whoa, it did it twice. That's weird.
What I wanted.
I know.
It's pretty wicked, though.
Little guy is going to be.
I still missed everybody, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a 22 for the little guy.
Still have
big
too much.
Guy.
Oh, he still takes normal damage, though.
Yeah, he does. Big guy, however, is a 19.
That's a fail.
Failed.
Yep. So he still takes half damage, though, because he's resistant.
Oh, that's 4 sixes and a 7.
Is that 44? 44 points of damage. Fantastic. The little one's looking pretty hurt. All right. Anything else for you?
I can't move, right? Yeah.
No, you're restrained. All right, that's gonna.
I'm just gonna hang out here.
Lead us to this one. After that, it's gonna come down to you. 10, 15, 20, 25, right here. And it's gonna make two burn attacks towards you. Gwen.
Oh, you should roll. Never mind, I have the option.
All right, Gwen, two burn attacks towards you. First one is going... Oh my God, fucking hell. Foundry, work. That's an 18 to hit. So that's going to be 11 points of fire damage. Second attack is going to be... More. 22 to hit. For... Another 11 points of fire damage. And then at the end of its turn, Elric and Gwen, you both are within 10 feet, so you both take 7 more points of fire damage.
So I took 22, 29?
Yeah. Yes. Elric doesn't take shit because he's immune to fire. I forgot. Ember, I need you to make a con save, please. That is absolutely a fail. So I need you to take 13 points of fire damage. And now it's your turn.
What do I have to roll to get out of?
To get out of the restrained, you have to do an. You have to use your action to make an athletics check with DC 25.
No biggie.
As you are partially submerged in cooling magma.
Solid cooling magma.
Magma.
Jeez. All of you. It was all of you.
Downsides to being part of the Austin Powers generation. Everything is a quote.
Everything.
That is a natural 20. You are able to break loose. You chip down at this with your hammer, just slam into it with your hammer and crack it just enough to wiggle your way loose.
I was going to skip that because I was like, there's no way I could make that at all.
All right, then you made it.
Huzzah!
That is your action.
Still in case, though.
Yeah, that is your action.
I'm going to use my bonus action to throw up the spiritual weapon.
Okay.
Cool!
Are you doing it next to the big guy as well? Or next to the little guy?
I'm going to do it next to the little guy.
Next to the little guy? All right. Go ahead and do that, then.
Can I just hit attack, or do I have to do maths?
No, you should just be able to hit attack, hopefully. If Foundry decides it wants to work.
It does nothing. Well, 20. It's 20.
Yes, that hits.
Ah, damage. I cannot read properties of... I'll try it again. Detected two packages. It doesn't want me to play with this because there's too many packages.
All right.
It is just, kind of a package fest.
Yeah.
It is. Hold on. It is 1d8 plus 6, right?
Yes. 1d8 plus 6.
Packages everywhere.
Okay, so 7.
7 damage. Fantastic.
But it's more than 0.
I'm surrounded by packages.
Anything else?
Can I also move, or is that...
You can move now, yes. Scott, quit drumming on your desk. Or mute your microphone.
I think I'm
going
to move.
Shit. I was barely doing it, too.
Though. Hold on.
I thought it was part of the ambience.
I was doing it to the music, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to move over here and start spritzing myself with some water.
All right. Sounds good. Arnon, it is your turn.
Okay. I see that.
That little for you,
little fiery dickhead, take that big hit, and he looks pretty bad.
Yeah, he looks pretty bad.
All right, I'm gonna swoop down.
Swoop, there it is.
To flanking here with Orpheus, and as I fly,
and as you fly, you enter into his radius, and I need you to make a Constitution save.
Well, before that, I'm casting Toll the Dead on the little guy.
On the little guy? Fantastic. That's a con save, right? Or wisdom save. I did it again. Wisdom save. That's a fail. Alright.
So he takes
12. It should be 12s.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because gotta roll that manually.
Yeah, because he's been hurt, so.
Yeah, I had him targeted, so I figured it did it automatically, but
Yeah, that one's a little funky.
You asked.
Oh, and it's
too
worse.
Much.
It's
oh,
fucking
fantastic.
Less.
Nine. It's fucking damage. Less. All right. Now go ahead and make me your con save.
Unbelievable.
As you enter his area.
Yep. Into his area.
That's
you
fucking
go.
Hell.
Oh, no.
How about 12 points of fire damage?
How about 6?
All right. Anything else?
I'm going to use my bonus action and whack him.
Okay. Nobody's getting whacked off here.
Now, I'm flanking, so it's just a regular roll.
Only ranged attacks are disadvantage, so you still have advantage.
Oh, so I have advantage. Awesome.
Let me double check that, but I'm pretty sure. Ranged attacks have disadvantage.
Sweet.
You can feel the big guy.
Oh!
Nice, natural 20.
Eat
fantastic.
A dick, fucker. Let's see how he does with necrotic damage.
All right.
Put a pump in a charge, and then my sneak attack and my hex. So.
Yep.
That's 4, 5, 6, 12d6.
12d6, fantastic.
12d6 extra.
Roll a d6, roll a d6.
And then repeat that like 10 more times.
And,
put in the situational bonus and then hit critical hit, does it double the situational bonus?
Let's
see if it does. I'll just put 6d6 in there and then hit critical.
All right. Damn, I'd say it did. Yeah,
oh, those
did.
Beautiful dice.
Wait,
79.
Jesus Christ.
Nine
of its cold, so that would be 74.
And does he have resistance to necrotic?
It does not appear that he does.
Sweet. Sweet.
All right. 79
That's all I got.
Points of damage. That's insane. All right.
I love crit fishing. But this tattoo.
Orpheus,
disgusting.
You're up.
It was so goofy.
First. Is that your con save, or is that...
That's my con save, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you take half damage, I think. Hold on, let me double check. No, you take no damage. Hold on, what is it?
My magma entrapment is protecting me.
You take no damage.
My bark is nice and insulated.
Ironwood.
It would advantage here neutralize since I'm restrained, or do I not get the benefit... at all because I'm restrained.
You are restrained. I would say
with Arnon.
You know what? Yeah, you can have it.
Okay. Just a neutral roll.
You're still a threat, so.
Yeah, you're still a threat, and so it's still advantage.
Okay, I thought being restrained had disadvantage on attacks against.
Let me. Oh, yep. Hold on. Let me double check. Restrict. Hold on.
I'm using AI rulebook, so
yeah,
it
you're
may
right.
be flawed.
You are right. Thank you. Creatures attacks have disadvantage, so yes, it is a straight roll.
Okay. All right. I'll do a booming blade then.
Yeah, your varnish is at Nick's house. That's too bad.
So my. Booming blade pops up. It doesn't give me the option of the battle axe, so I'm gonna do the Rod of Lordly Might because it's the same plus, but then I'll have to do the battle axe damage if I hit. Is Bless still up?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, 2.
No, 18 misses.
Damn. A 2. How brutal. All right, here's my bonus bonk.
That was a 2 with the bless?
Oh, yeah.
No, my 2 on the d20.
Oh.
But the bless wasn't going to overcome that.
The bless added one.
That's much better.
Yeah, 32. Hits. Fifteen
on that one.
Fantastic.
I can't believe I got nine on four.
That'll be it for me.
All right. End of your turn. We're actually going to take a minute and go ahead and take our break. So,
oh, wow.
A little bit longer one today, probably. Give us about 15 minutes or so, and we will be right back.